"For You, a Vile Sinner, a Rebel Worm," by David Harsha. Ponder the amazing love exhibited in the death of Christ. Would you see the highest manifestation of eternal love? Then contemplate Christ crucified. Here is the grand exhibition of infinite love. In the crucifixion of the glorious Redeemer, the brightest love that ever shone on earth is displayed. What boundless love is seen here? The infinite love of Christ, shining in all of its glory. What but infinite love brought him from the height of bliss to the depths of suffering, from the throne of heaven to the cross of Calvary? What but infinite love made him a suffering man and a dying Savior? What but infinite love made him hasten to Jerusalem to suffer for sinners? What but infinite love led him to Gethsemane to endure those agonies for sinners, where his blessed form was covered with bloody sweat? What but infinite love nailed him to the cross, there to bleed and die for sinners? Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But oh, the greatest wonder in the universe is that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Think of this. Wonder at it. Be amazed at it. Christ, the glorious Son of God, dying for you, a vile sinner, a rebel worm. Oh, admire that love which pitied you in your lost condition, visited your world, and raised you from the depths of sin and suffering to become an heir of eternal life and of eternal glory. How vast is this love, the all-surpassing love of a dying Savior. Your breadths and lengths have never been compassed by a human thought, your depths never fathomed by a created intelligence, your heights never scanned by a seraph's gaze. Stupendous love! What a theme! The dying love of the crucified Son of God. Well may angels desire to dwell on this mystery. Well may saints be enraptured with this profound subject. What heart is so obdurate as not to be melted by its touching exhibition, or so benighted as not to be dazzled by its glory? How wonderful that He who kindled up the stars of heaven should take upon Him our nature and die in our room instead. Amazing love! This is the wonder of wonders, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Truly, the love of Christ passes knowledge. Those, and those alone, who have stood by the cross and viewed Emmanuel in agonies and death, bleeding and dying for their sins, and have felt the healing balm applied to their diseased souls, have seen all their sins washed away with the blood of God, their ransom paid and their pardon sealed, will appreciate the astonishing love of Christ. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.